Good afternoon.
下午好。
And welcome.
欢迎大家。
I'm so happy to be here today.
我非常高兴今天能够来这里。
It's by God's grace I can stand here and talk to you.
是通过上帝的恩典，我能够站在这里跟大家说话。
Even though ascend this rostrum is not easy.
甚至要踏上这个台阶是不容易的。
Before I came up here, I received a note.
在我上来之前，我收到了有人传递给我的这个。
Can you guess what it is?
大家能猜猜是什么吗？
It says, "Be careful. Please note, there is a step up the rostrum."
他说你要小心，那里有一个台阶。
In other words, don't fall down.
换句话说，不要跌倒。
In our language, I'm a Teochew.
在我们的言语，我是一个潮州人。
It says, "Children fall and grow up."
我们潮州人说，小孩子跌倒就长大了。
Old people fall and die.
老人跌倒就死了。
Thank whoever wrote the note for the note.
那么感谢传递这个短讯给我的人。
It is a real blessing to be here today.
能够来到这里是真正的福气。
Thank God.
感谢神。
I want you to please turn to Matthew's Gospel.
我要大家翻到马太福音。
Matthew's Gospel, the last chapter and the last three verses.
马太福音第最后一章最后那三节。
These three verses tell us.How come we are here today?
这三节告诉我们，今天我们为什么会在这里？
You say, impossible. How can this verse or this part of scripture talk about us?
你说不可能的，这段经节怎么是讨论到我们呢？
We'll read and then you'll agree with me.
当我们读的时候，你就会同意我的说法了。
Verse 18.
第十八节。
Matthew's Gospel, the last chapter is 28, and now I'm reading verse 18.
我将读马太福音二十八章第十八节。
And the Lord Jesus came and spoke unto the disciples, saying, All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth.
耶稣近前来对他的门徒说，天上地下所有的权柄都赐给我了。
Go into all the world and teach the gospel to all nations.
所以你们要去使万民做我的门徒。
I'm adding a few words here and there, you know, so you have to follow me closely.
我在这里加添了几个字，所以你要紧紧地跟随我的读。
Baptizing them.
你要给他们施洗。
In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost.
是奉父子圣灵的名的。
Teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you.
凡我所吩咐你们的，都教训他们遵守。
And lo, I am with you always.
我就常与你们同在。
Even unto the end of the world.
直到世界的末了。
Now question.
现在问题。
Where does it say anything about us?
这三节哪里提到我们呢？
Between the writing of these few verses and today, you know, over 2,000 years have passed by.
在这三节被写成到现在已经超过两千年了。
We have a wonderful God.
我们有一个非常美好的神。
In case you don't know, I'm telling you.
万一你不知道，我现在告诉你。
The God we worship.
我们崇拜的神。
The God we adore and we respect and bow down to.
我们敬畏的，我们热爱的神。
Today we are here to remember 26 wonderful years.
今天我们在这里是要纪念美好的26年。
I have enjoyed part of those years with you.
我在这26年当中有一些年是与大家在一起的。
And it is a great joy to see the congregation grow.
给我带来很大的喜乐，看到你们的人数增长了。
How come?
为什么呢?
Because of this passage of scripture.
就是我们刚才所读的马太福音的三节。
The Lord says, go into all the world.
主告诉我们要去到全世界。
Go into the various districts in Singapore. Tell your friends.
要去到新加坡各个不同的地区，告诉你的朋友。
And as a result, more people come.
因为这样就会更多的人来。
And the church grows.
教会就会增长。
26 years.
26年。
You look back 26 years, and how many of you were here the first time?
我们回顾这26年当中。
When you started the church 26 years ago,
有谁是在26年前已经在这里了?
How many?
有多少个?
Hands up.
把手举起来。
Only one? No, no. The rest are too shy.
只有一个吗?其他
的觉得很
害羞。
How many came out with you? How can it be yourself only?
不要害羞,请把手举起来。
All right, only about two. See how it has grown.
我们看到这个教会的人数增长了。
Jesus said,
耶稣说,
the gospel is like sowing seeds.
传福音的工作就像撒种一样。
His command to us is go.
他给我们的命令是要去,
and sow the seed.
去把种子撒开,
and it will take root and grow.
种子就会扎根, 就会生长。
This is the wonderful result of obeying the Lord.
当我们束缚神的时候，就可以看到这个美好的成果。
So, if you all go and everyone obey the word of God, tell someone, it's like sowing a seed.
所以大家如果顺服神，把福音传开，就好像撒一颗种子一样。
Your church will grow again.
你的教会就会再成长了。
And create a problem for you.
就会制造一个问题给你。
You know that?
你知道吗?
But it is a good problem.
但这是一个好的问题。
Not enough chairs.
因为你不够凳子了。
The assembling hall is not big enough.
可能礼堂太小了。
So this is a happy problem.
这是一个很开心的问题。
But you must go.
但是你必须要去。
We began our church 34 years ago.
我们开始我们的教会是34年前。
We came from a church called Life Church.
我们是从生命堂出来的。
I believe you all came from Life Church.
我相信你们也是从生命堂出来的。
You know when Life Church was planted?
你知道生命堂是什么时候成立的吗?
This afternoon we are talking history.
今天下午我们在讨论历史。
So how many years ago?
是多少年前呢?
1950. How many of you were born at that time?
你们在座的哪一位当时已经出世了?
A lot of you were not born yet.
你们在座很多位当时都还没有出世。
But do you think this church's history dates back to 1950?
你认为这个教会的历史可以引说到1950年吗?
I try and go back three steps.
我尝试回顾三个
First step, back to Life Church.
首先是回到生命堂。
What is the next step?
接下来那一步是什么呢?
I would say, none of you were born at that time. 1935.
那是1935年，当时你们
还没出世。What happened in 1935? 1935
年发生了什么事呢?
The founder of Life Church,And he was my elder brother. And I went to a meeting.
1935年我和就是创办生命堂我已故的哥哥我们一起参加了一个聚会。
And heard a man preach.
听到一个人讲道。
And because of him, we are here today.
因为那个人今天我们就在这里了。
So that's two steps.
所以那是两步骤。
Go back one more step.
我们再回去一步。
Where did we come from?
那我们是从哪里来的呢?
My family.
我的家人。
From China.
我们是从中国来的。
So we sailed away from China in 1926.
在1926年我们就离开了中国。
Definitely nobody here was born at that time.
肯定当时我们还你们都还没出世。
I was 1 year old.
我当时才一岁。
But you see God's greatness and goodness to us.
看到神是何等美好的。
So we talk of history.
我们讨论到历史。
The Lord is the Lord of history.
主是历史的主宰。
He gave us this command.
他给了我们这个命令。
Go into all the world.
我们要去到全世界。
Don't stop in China.
不要在中国就停了。
Don't stop even in Singapore.
也不要在新加坡就停了。
Keep going on.
继续的去。
Don't stop in the year 1926.
不要在1926年就停顿。
Don't stop in the year 1935.
也不要在1935年就停顿。
Keep on sowing the seed of the gospel.
要继续去撒福音的种子。
Will you do that?
你会这样做吗？
Obviously,You have to make a start, you know.
很明显的，你要从某一处开始。
Many of you here are so afraid.
你们当中很多人都很害怕。
Maybe not afraid, but shy.
可能不是害怕，是害羞。
To go out and tell others about Jesus.
觉得去告诉别人关于耶稣，觉得有点害羞。
Ask yourself, if somebody had not come and told you about Jesus.
如果没有人来告诉你关于耶稣
，Would there be a today for you？
今天你会在这里吗
？So it gives you an incentive. You go and tell.
所以这就是推动你要去把福音传开了。
This is our God's one method of sowing the gospel seed and enlarging the church.
这是我们撒福音种子要扩大教会的其中一个办法。
And the same Lord is coming again.
我们是为主这样做，这主也会再来。
The Lord who called this man called Paul.
呼召保罗的这位主，他会再来。
You'd like to turn to the passage that we read?
现在我们要翻到刚才我们所读的经文。
Philippians chapter 3.
在腓立比书第三章。
Why was he writing a letter to the Philippians?
为什么他会写这封书信给腓立比
教会？ Please understand there was not a church of the Philippians until he planted the seed there.
要大家明白的是，当时还没有这个腓立比教会，直到
保罗创立这个教会。So he had to go.
保罗必须要去。
We have to go.
我们一样也要去。
Why?
为什么呢？
The Lord says go.
因为主告诉我们要这样做。
It is our honor and privilege.
是我们的荣耀的，我们能够这样做。
And because he went.
因为他去了。
There was a church.
所以就有了教会。
Read the story of the founding and the beginning of the church in Philippi.
我们要可以读到这个在腓立比的教会它怎么样被创办。
Oh, it's a wonderful church.
这是一个非常美好的教会。
Do you know it was the first church in Europe?
你知道它是在欧洲被立的第一个教会吗？
Ah.You say, where was the church before? Where was the gospel before that?
那么你可能会问，那么之前呢，福音是怎么样的呢？
I say, you tell me.
我说你告诉我。
Where was it?
在哪里呢？
In Jerusalem.
是在耶路撒冷。
And in Judea.
是在犹大这个地方。
And the Lord says, go. You be my witnesses.
主说你们去要为我做见证。
Carry the gospel away from Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and to the uttermost part of the earth.
把福音从耶路撒冷、犹大、撒玛利亚传开到世界各地去。
So here was the first step out from Asia into Europe.
所以这是第一步，从亚洲去到了欧洲。
And then from Europe it spreads out.
从欧洲呢，福音就传开了。
until the whole world has the gospel.
直到全世界都有了福音。
But you know we have an enemy.
但是你知道我们有一个仇敌。
God's enemy.
是神的仇敌。
He is not contented to sit idly and watch.
他不会这样的安逸坐在那里看我们把福音传开。
He causes people to preach another gospel.
他会使到别人传另外一种福音。
To cause the church to collapse.
要制造教会的崩溃。
And to preach a non-gospel.
也要传一个不是福音的。
So as to cause them to fall down into apostasy.
这样就会使人背道了。
Amazing.
非常令人惊讶的。
So you see, we live in that age.
所以你看，我们是活在这样的一个世代。
Thank God that you came out of Life Church.
我们感谢神，你离开了生命堂。
We came out of Life Church some years before you.
我们在你之前的几年呢，就离开了生命堂。
After we left, Life Church was subverted.
我们离开之后呢，教会就被重伤了。
And then they fell.
他们就离开了。
You know that.
正道，你知道吗？
And out of Life Church came a true Life Church.
从生命堂就有了真生命堂。
Things happen.
事情发生了。
But God has a purpose.
但是神有他的用意。
Verse 13 of Philippians 3.
我们来看第十三节，腓立比书三章十三节。
The Apostle Paul says, "Brethren."
使徒保罗说，弟兄们。
And we can use the same words to address ourselves.
我们也可以用同样的话来称。
So I say to you, dear friends at Tabernacle BP.
所以告诉你们，帐幕堂亲爱的朋友。
I count not myself to have apprehended.
我不是以为自己已经得着了。
But this one thing I do, forgetting the things behind, I press toward the things which are before.
我只有一件事，就是忘记背后，努力面前的。
That's what we all have to do.
这是我们大家都要做的。
Today we celebrate 26 wonderful years.
今天我们纪念26美好的，那美好的26年。
Be careful.
你要谨慎小心。
Because when we grow and prosper, Satan is also at work.
因为当教会兴旺的时候呢，撒旦也在工作。
Let the leadership and all of you here be united on the word of God.
让教会的领袖和会众呢，都在神的话语里团结。
That's the only way to stand.
这是唯一我们能够站立的方法。
Don't.Play the fool with false doctrine.
不要引入这个虚假的教义。
Always refer to the word of God in this book, the Bible.
我们要常常以圣经来要研查圣经。
Beware of false Bibles.
我们要小心虚假的圣经。
Contaminated Bibles.
这些圣经里面是有错误的教导的。
99% good.1% poison.
99% 好，1%是毒药。
Do you know what it is?
你知道是什么呢？
I give you milk to drink.
我给你牛奶喝。
Add 1% of arsenic.
里面加了砒霜。
You know what is arsenic?
你知道砒霜是什么吗？
It's a deadly poison.
是会致命的毒药。
You drink, you say it's very good milk.
你喝了，你说是很好的牛奶。
If you drink every day, after 1 year, you'll be dead.
你喝了一年之后，你就死了。
This is the way to sell poison Bibles.
他们就是这样来出售那些有毒的圣经的。
That is the problem with today's church.
这是今天教会所面临的问题。
Preachers who preach the false gospel.
那些传道员就传假虚假的福音。
And Bibles which tell the false gospel.
那些所谓的圣经呢，也教导人们虚假的福音。
And the members who drink in that poison.
会众就吸收了这一些毒药。
Eventually the church falls away.
逐渐教会就会背道了。
Back to verse 14.
我们来看第十四节。
I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus.
笑着标杆直跑，要得神在基督耶稣里从上面召我来的奖赏。
Can it be the Lord Himself gives us poison?
主自己会给我们毒药吗？
Impossible.
这是不可能的。
Because he is the God of truth and life.
因为他是真理和生命的神。
So hold fast.
所以我们要紧紧地跟随他。
Hold fast to the word of God.
紧紧跟随神的话语。
Let me tell you briefly about a movement to unite the whole world into one organization.
那我大略地告诉大家一个运动怎么样使到这个世界团结一致。
It is called the One World New World Order.
这就是新纪元的一个运动。
There are various names given to it.
这个运动有不同的名称。
I've mentioned New World Order.
它叫新纪元。
In religious terms, it is called the ecumenical movement.
那么在在教会的用语方面呢，我们是说是教会合一的运动。
There is a movement to unite the whole world into one.
这个运动尝试把全世界团结一致。
Do you know why?
你知道为什么呢？
What reason is there?
有什么理由要这样做呢？
Ah, they say, if there is one world, one system.One ruler, there will not be war again.
他说，如果只有一个制度，一个统治者，就不会有战争。
This is Satan's reason.
这是撒旦的理由。
Is it good?
是好的理由吗？
On the surface, very good.
表面上看起来是很好的。
Is it correct?
是正确的吗？
On the surface, perfect.
表面上看起来美好的。
Why do countries fight each other?
为什么国与国之间要有战争呢？
Why is there World War I, World War II?
为什么我们有第一次、第二次世界大战呢？
Ah, they say, we fight because of different governments.
所以我们打仗是因为我们有不同的政府。
When there is one authority over the whole world,There will not be any fighting.
如果整个世界只有一个统治者，我们就不会再打斗了。
This is man's reasoning.
这是人的理论。
Is it correct?
是正确的吗？
By man's calculation, yes.
通过人的计算是对的。
But man is evil.
但是人是败坏的。
Man is anti-God.
人是与神对抗的。
So they think we must have a one world system.
所以他说我们要有一个系统。
You heard of the name called President Bush?
你听过布什总统吗？
About 1990, he made a speech.
在1990年他发表了一个演说。
Listen carefully.
大家仔细地听。
He says, America will lead the world in a new world order.
他说美国在这个新纪元就会带领整个世界。
You believe that?
你相信他吗？
You don't believe, you go and look at the internet.
你如果不相信他曾经这样说，你可以在网
上查考。I'm quoting what he said.
我现在是引用他所说的话。
Is he saying the right thing?
他是在说正确的事情吗？
By man's reasoning, yes.
通过人的想法，是的。
Do you know that America is now the number one power in the world?
你知道现在美国是世界第一强国吗？
It was proved and shown clearly in the Second World War.
在第二次世界大战就很清楚地给大家看到这一点。
What ended the Second World War?
什么东西结束了第二次世界大战呢？
American bomb power.
美国的它的武器的能力。
The military might of America.
美国军事非常强盛。
Brought the whole world to the peace table again.
他因为军事很强盛，他是。
Now America says we discovered the secret.
现在美国又说他发现了一个秘密。
Secret of peace.
这个和平的秘密。
One world system.
我们要有一个系统来统治世界。你跟着我说的吗？
You say, but Singapore, we don't like to join.
你说新加坡我们不喜欢参加。
What do you think?
你觉得呢？
Too late for you to say so.
你这么说已经太迟了。
Singapore is already part of it.
新加坡已经参加了。
Do you realize that Singapore is a little follower of America?
你知道新加坡是一个小小的美国的跟随者吗？
And America is going round to make sure everybody follows.
美国到处要使其他的国家跟随。
Very few countries do not follow.
很少国家不会跟随美国的。
There is one country that doesn't want to follow.
有一个国家不要跟随美国。
Which country?
哪一个国家呢？
China.
中国。
North Korea.
北韩。
Another one or two.
还有在一
两个国家。But all the rest are happy to follow.
但是其他国家都很开心可以跟随美国。
Now I hope you sleep well tonight.
我希望大家今天晚上睡得着。
Because America is in charge now.
因为现在美国掌管了一切了。
And it calls the shots and calls the tune.
那么美国就有他就有这个能力来说他要做的一些事情。
What is the answer?
那答案是什么呢？
Verse 20.
我们来看第二十节。
This is the answer.
这就是我们的答案了。
Our citizenship.
我们的国籍。
You know, in English it says conversation.
在英文里面的那个字是说 conversation.
What does it say in Mandarin?
English, verse 20.
What does it say about the conversation in Chinese?
第二十节，我们却是天上的国民。
国民。Okay, we are citizens of Heaven.
中文圣经告诉我们，我们是天上的国民。
This is the solution, dear friends.
这就是我们的答案了。
Power is not in American hands.
那么权势不是在美国的手中。
Who has the power?
权力是在谁的手中？
You say you're wrong. It is America that holds the power.
你说你错了，是美国拥有这个权势的。
You are right partly.
一部分你说对了。
Because America is the atomic and nuclear power of the world, number one.
因为美国拥有核武器，它也有原子弹。
Please understand what ended the Second World War.
请大家明白什么使到第二次世界大战结束。
And then they had peace.
然后才会有和平。
You must understand all these developments.To understand the Bible,
你要看到局势的发展，你才会明白圣经。
Actually, it is the other way around. You understand the Bible, then you can interpret the developments in the world.
其实是是应该先了解圣经，我们才能够明白。
The Bible tells us God is in control.
圣经很清楚告诉我们，神掌管一切，不是美国。
Jesus Christ is in control.
我们的主耶稣基督掌管了。
You and I, thank God, we are citizens of the heavenly kingdom.
你和我都感谢神，我们是天上国度的国民。
Thank God, you have Jesus Christ as your Savior and Lord.
感谢主，我们是主耶稣是基督是我们的救主。
So this verse says.We are citizens of heaven.
所以这一节告诉我们，我们是天上的国民。
From whence also we look for the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ.
并且我们就是要等候我们的救主。
Waiting for what?
我们在等候什么呢？
He is coming back.
因为他会再降临。
He is the world number one power.
他才是全世界的第一的有力的。
Why do we say so?
为什么我们这样说呢？
Because he is the creator.
因为他是创造宇宙万物。
He is the Lord of life.
他是生命的主宰。
Please understand this.
请大家明白这一点。
What do you all want?
我们大家都要什么？
Life.
生命。
Nobody says, I want death.
没有人说我要死亡的。
Except the mad people.
除了疯子。
The hopeless people.
或者绝望的。
They commit suicide.
他们可能自杀。
But when you have the right mind, you want life and power to control life.
但是如果你脑袋清晰的话，你就要有生命，并且能够掌
握生命的力量。 We look for the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们仰望我们的救主耶稣基督。
Do you believe that He has all power?
你相信他拥有所有的权柄吗？
You say, how come?
你说怎么是这样呢？
I ask you, how come? Don't you know?
我问你怎么是这样，你不知道。
No one ever died and rose again. No one.
因为从来没有人死了，然后又复活了。
If you can, you name me one and tell me.
如果你可以，你能够把这个人告诉我。
In all my reading, I don't read of anyone who died and rose from the dead.
在我所阅读的书籍当中，从来没有提过一个人死了又复活。
And then he appears to people.Believers only, though.
但是他，而且他复活以后，他会显示给
And he goes straight up to heaven.
他也升天了。
With the promise, I'll come again.
并且应许他会再来。
That makes all the difference.
这就是最大的分别了。
Oh, dear friends.
亲爱朋友。
And verse 20 says, "We are citizens of the heavenly kingdom."
二十节说，我们是天上的国民。
Our Lord and King is Jesus Christ.
我们的主，我们的君王是主耶稣基督。
Are you happy? You are a member of the kingdom of God.
你开心吗？你是这天国的一份子。
Read verse 20.
你看第二十节。
Our citizenship is in heaven.
我们却是天上的国民。
From whence also we look for the Savior.
并且等候救主
The Lord Jesus Christ
就是主耶稣基督
You don't look for President Bush
你不会看这布什总统
Or anyone else
或者仰望其他的人
Today we have a black man in the White House
今天在白宫里面有一个黑人
Called Obama
他是奥巴马总统
And he pretends to be a Christian
他假装是一个基督徒
But he's promoting anti-Christian doctrine, do you know?
但是他所提倡的是与基督教义敌对的
He wants to promote homosexuality
他提倡了同性恋主义
He is the first president who openly promotes homosexuality
他是第一个美国总统公开的这个提倡同性恋主义这是非常糟糕的。
When children do not know who their parents are,
当孩子都不知道他们的父母是谁。
Two men who pretend to be their parents,
两个男人是他们的父母亲。
Or two women,
或者两个女人是他们的父母亲。这是令人惊讶的。
The law of God is upturned, upside down.
他们把神的律法都打乱了。
And he is leading the number one country in the world.
而他这不，他却是带领的这世界第一。
But thank God, you and I are members of the kingdom of God.
但是感谢神，你和我们是天国的一份子。
Where does it say so?
在哪里说到呢
？Philippians 3:20.
腓立比书三章二十节告诉我们，
Everybody read.Ready? All read in English first. For our conversation is in heaven, from whence also we look for the Savior. All right.
我们却是天上的国民，并且等候救主，就是主耶稣基督。
We don't just look for Him and nothing happens.
我们不是说仰望他，然后就什么事情都没有发生。
Yes, you say, ever since you started the BB Church,You've told us Jesus is coming, and we look, but nothing happens.
自从笃信圣经长老会教会开始呢，我们一直仰望主的再来，还没。
Please understand, His coming is once.
我们要明白他的再来只是一次。
It's not annually. You see Him come back this year on this date, next year also the same thing. No, He doesn't do it.
这不是每年发生的。
When He comes, it is once and for all.
他来就只有一次而已。
It is a climactic event,
是非常令人期待的振奋的一个事情。
It's amazing and world-shaking event.
令人惊叹的，整个世界都会摇晃的一个。
Jesus is coming.
耶稣再来了，要再来了。
Are you ready?
你准备好了吗？
You are a citizen of the kingdom of heaven.
你是天国的国民吗？
Be ready.
就要做好准备。
If you are not a citizen, hurry up.
如果你还不是国民，就要赶快了。
Come and believe.
快点来相信耶稣基督。
Because Jesus is Savior.
因为耶稣是救主。
King of Kings.
他是万王之王。
Lord of Lords.
万主之主。
When he comes, you'll see him.
当他再来的时候，你会看到他。
How does he come?
他怎么来呢？
He rides a white horse.
他会骑着白马。
And he's accompanied by millions of Angels,
许多的天使与他一起到来
and millions of believers who have gone up to heaven.
还有数千万以前已经归回天家的信徒
is described in the Revelation chapter 19.
是启示录十九章有描绘
给我们的。You go home and read it.
你回家的仔细的读。
We are citizens of that kingdom.
我们是这样的一个国度的国民。
And for him and for that kingdom.We labor.
为了他，为了这个国度，我们就要辛勤的工作了。
You say, what will Jesus do?
你说耶稣会做什么呢？
Ah, this is the crunch verse, the climax of what we are reading today.
这节就是我们今天所读的最的顶点了。
It's good that on the anniversary, I tell you the best news.
我们在庆祝二十六周年，我告诉你
最好的消息。The best news that you must know.
这最好的消息你必须要知道。
Verse 21.
第二十一节。
He will change our vile bodies.
他将我们这卑贱的身体改变。
That it may be fashioned like unto His glorious body.
和他自己荣耀的身体相似。
What are we talking about?
我们这里在说些什么呢？
It is not science fiction.
这不是一种科幻的小说。
It's not a joke.
也不是一个玩笑。
It's telling you what will happen.
是告诉你会发生什么事情。
You say I can't believe it.
你说我不能相信。
True?
真的吗？
Because it's never happened.
因为从来没有发生过。
But dear friends,
但是亲爱的朋友，
it never happened before.
从来没有发生。
Only Jesus rose from the dead.
只有耶稣从死里复活。
And because he rose from the dead,
因为他从死里复活。
And he tells us what he will do, and he never tells anything that he cannot do.
他告诉我们这会发生，就必会发生了。
He says, I will change you.
他说我会改变你们。
I will call all the dead in Christ to rise again.
那些在主里面死的，那些就会升起来
了。And then I will change you into the same glorious body that I have.
我将你的身体改变，你就会以我相似的荣耀的身体了。
Where does it say so?
在哪里说到呢？
Verse 21.
就是刚才读到二十一节。
You all read, everybody read.
我们大家一起来念。
Everybody in English.Ready? Who shall change our vile body, that it may be fashioned like unto his glorious body, according to the working whereby he is able to even to subdue all things unto himself?
第二十一节，他要按着那能将万有归服自己的大能，将我们这卑贱的身体改变形状。和他自己荣耀的身体相似。
But you must be ready.
你必须要做好准备。
You ask me, how can I be ready?
你问我，我怎么做好准备呢？
Jesus has given you the invitation.
耶稣已经给了你这个邀请。
Come unto me, all ye that labor and heavy laden.
那些背负重担的都要到他跟前来。
Come unto me, all you who are afraid of dying.
那些害怕死亡的都要到他跟前来。
Come to me, all who are afraid of the future.
那些对未来恐惧的都要到他跟前来。
You don't know what is going to happen.
你不知道将来要发生
什么。You're afraid of the one world system.
你害怕这个统一世界的这个制度。
And the one world system is coming.
而这个统一教会世界的制度就会来了。
Do you know?
你知道吗？
Come to the Lord Jesus.
要来到主耶稣基督跟前。
And let him be your savior.
让他做你的救主。
On this 26th anniversary.
在我们庆祝26周年。
This is the best news I can give to you.
这是我所能给予你的最好的消息。
Better than your touching the lottery.
比你中彩票还要好。
The lottery gives you money.
这彩票只给你金钱。
This gives you power.
这给你权柄
，safety，
安全
，a future，
有一个将来
，wonderful，
非常的美好。
Let us pray，
让我们一同来祷告。
If there is anyone who has not put his trust in Jesus， think of it and do it now。
在座如果还有谁还未曾相信耶稣，就要现在快点来相信他。
Our Heavenly Father,
我们的天父
speak to our hearts.
求你与我们说话
that we gathered here today.
我们今天聚集在这里的
to remember 26 good years of the Lord to us.
要纪念你赐给我们这美好的26年
Give to us the willingness to subdue ourselves under thy mighty hand.
帮助我们有这个愿意的心来屈服自己在你大能的手下
To prepare for the coming again of our Lord Jesus Christ
为主耶稣的再来做好准备
For when it happens
因为当这件事情发生的时候
It will not be time to believe
我们就不会再有时间来相信了
But we must believe now
我们现在就要来信靠你
AndPrepare now.
现在也要做好准备。
Bless your people.
求你赐福给你的孩子。
Cleanse us from all our sins.
洁净我们一切的罪。
Take away any doubt from our hearts.
把我们的疑惑完全的除掉。
That we may know Jesus is coming again.
让我们清楚了解耶稣会再来。
And be ready for him.
也做好准备来迎接他。
This is our prayer.
这是我们的祷告。
In Jesus' name.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的圣名。
Amen.
Amen.